There are a number of ornamental eucalypt varieties of this type available in Australia, grafted, and they're very beautiful and they have a wonderful place in our environment. We can't send grafted plants to Europe or to America because they would have to have no soil on them and they wouldn't survive the transit process. Even flying, it's a four-day turnaround time to get to Spain. So in order for the rest of the world to see varieties that have been selected for beauty as well as vigour and canopy size, architecture, height, so that we know they're going to only get to 5 metres tall so we can grow them in streets under power lines, to have that kind of guaranteed, you have to have a clonally propagated variety. So in order to do that, then we have to do tissue culture to get them into the overseas markets because of the quarantine regulations about shipping out of Australia. So that's what makes them unique and special, is that the way they're propagated will enable us to send them around the world as opposed to keeping them just for ourselves here in Australia.
You've got a trial monitoring site in Spain, mm-hmm. and you're hopeful to set up 4 trial sites in the US. Mm-hmm. So are they the 2 markets that you're focusing on initially?
Initially, yes. We are hoping that we will be able to produce trees that can go to countries that have a similar climate to areas of Australia. At the moment, it's mainly the Mediterranean region, so California through the Middle America and Mediterranean Europe. And we're hoping that these trees will provide an option for people who do the planning around urban forests that is a healthy, viable tree that will provide shade and shelter and beauty without impacting on the environment too much. So it's not going to be invasive, it's not going to use a lot of water, but just something that will give city planners an option for a different tree to put in their environments.
Are you confident that the eucalyptus trees will survive in an overseas market?
Any product that you release into an export market, particularly one that's based on a fashionable item, like a colour, you have to really know your market. And so that's why we've engaged partners overseas to help us. They have great experience in those markets and we wouldn't be working into those markets without those people to guide us, to walk with us hand in hand into the markets and provide opportunities to sell our products.
It's been a very well-funded project. $250,000 has come from the federal government and a further $250,000 have come from industry partners. Is the project expected to bring in revenue for the university, or how does that work?
It's not expected to generate millions. It's hoped that the money can be funneled back into this breeding program so we no longer need to get external grants to fund the work, become self-supporting. That is what the aim is. In terms of revenue to Australia, that's a very strong point of the funding programs that we've with the Oz Industry Funding Program. And our model currently is that the plants are produced in Australia. So the manufacturing, essentially, component is done in Australia and then they're shipped overseas. Of course, we still have a little way to go in refining that process, but that's the aim. So that in that way, the majority of the value adding will occur in Australia and return income to Australians rather than offshore manufacturing processes, which don't return that much money.